Special birthdays can be a time to celebrate, but also a chance to reflect on the events of your life so far. And you might have to get used to being the centre of attention for a moment, like Kathy Williams did. She tells a story here about a very precious object that was presented to her on one of these special occasions for Life in 500 Words.
I'm not a great one for parties, but for my 70th birthday, I decided to have a celebration come get together of family and close friends. This took place at lunchtime at a centre in a national park with bush all around us. It was very casual, the weather was perfect, and I loved having those closest to me all together. Just to add to the enchantment of the day, two of our grand nieces wandered around hand in hand looking for fairies amongst the bushes and rocks. After having drinks and eats, there were speeches, and then one of our nieces presented me with a gift, which was obviously a book. I had a quick inspection, but in all honesty, did not take in much because I was a little embarrassed at that time at being the centre of attention. I think my niece was rightly somewhat disappointed at my response. After the party, we continued on to my brother and sister-in-law's unit at Coogee, where many family members were gathered. And it was while we were en route to Coogee that I really looked at the book and the tears came. This was the response my niece had hoped for and was thrilled to hear about when we reached Coogee. I now know about the huge amount of work undertaken preparing this beautiful book. My niece contacted many of my friends and family members in Australia and overseas and asked for photos and any memory they would like to have written up in the book. My non-technologically inclined husband had to supply email addresses, which he did by copying out the addresses by hand and then sending them by snail mail. Yes, really. Furtive phone calls were made at opportune moments. When all the photos and extracts were gathered together, they were sent to another niece who organised the actual book. It was an amazing effort. So this book is my most precious object for a few reasons. I find it a little overwhelming and quite wonderful to think that my niece undertook the huge task of producing this fantastic book at a time when she was a single working mum of two young children. The book is beautiful, with photos of my childhood, travel overseas before and after marriage, caravan trips around Australia, weddings, family get-togethers, and times with friends. There are accompanying extracts which remind me of events in my life I had forgotten about. Some of those people have since died, and without the book, I would have been unaware of their memories of the relationship we had had. Needless to say, this precious book of mine is kept in a safe place, but I look at it a few times each year and always find something that makes me laugh, cry, or just relish my life and the people in it. I see it as the gift that keeps on giving, and I try to tell my niece this frequently. And incidentally, those littlies searching for fairies are now teenagers and creating their own life stories and memories.
Kathy Williams. That story was produced by Michelle Weeks, with sound engineering by Carey Dell, who adds some audio magic to many of our Life in 500 Words stories.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.